Hamas has submitted a formal response to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire proposal that would see the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, the group announced on Saturday. The response was conveyed to mediators following consultations within Palestinian factions, marking the most concrete sign of progress toward a ceasefire since negotiations collapsed in March. Hamas said its position reflects a desire to end the conflict in Gaza, ensure the flow of humanitarian aid, and secure a full Israeli withdrawal from the territory. This proposal aims to achieve a permanent ceasefire, a comprehensive withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, and ensure the flow of aid to our people and our families in the Gaza Strip, the group said in a statement. The proposal appears to closely align with previous drafts that suggested Hamas would release hostages, including the remains of some, in exchange for the release of 1,100 Palestinian prisoners. A central condition of Hamas's response is a complete end to Israel's military campaign in Gaza, a demand Israel has thus far rejected. The plan was presented by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, with Israeli negotiators reportedly agreeing to the terms. The United States is pushing for a 60-day pause in fighting, a framework for lasting peace, and assurances that Israel will not resume its offensive once hostages are released. Despite that, Hamas's initial response was measured. On Friday, the group said it was consulting with other Palestinian factions before making a final decision. Senior Hamas official Bassem Naim criticized the U.S. offer, saying it failed to meet key demands such as lifting the humanitarian blockade on Gaza, which has contributed to widespread hunger and suffering. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant responded sharply to Hamas's hesitation, threatening the group with annihilation if it rejected the deal. The Hamas murderers will now be forced to choose: accept the terms of the Witkoff deal for the release of the hostages, or be annihilated, Gallant said. A previous truce collapsed in March when Israel resumed its offensive, refusing to move into the second phase of a proposed agreement that could have led to a permanent ceasefire. Since then, talks have yielded little progress, until now. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes have continued across Gaza, killing at least 60 people in the past 24 hours, according to local health officials. A further 72 were killed the day before. The Israeli military campaign was launched on October 7, 2023, in retaliation for a Hamas attack that killed around 1,200 people and resulted in the capture of 250 hostages. As of now, 58 hostages are believed to be still alive. The ongoing conflict has claimed over 54,000 lives in Gaza, according to Palestinian health authorities, and has brought the population of more than 2 million to the brink of famine. While Israel has recently allowed limited aid into THE